anyone contradicts your disposition, many feelings of hatred against him rise in you.
That disposition I don't mind, because there is one word that repeats itself, and this is one of the oldest trick in poetry. They choose one word and they repeat it to have your attention that this is what I'm talking about. The word here is khu. Khu means habit. So from Iblis, that word of habit starts and it goes on and on and on, five times will be repeated. So the word is habit. Yes.
He is tearing me from my habit. He is making me a pupil and follower. Unless the evil habit has become strongly implanted, how should the fire temple blaze up through being opposed? He may show some feigned courtesy to the opponent. He may make a place for himself in his heart. Because the evil habit has waxed strong, the ant of lust has through habit become as a snake.
Here, lust again is that appetite. Yes.
Kill the snake of appetite at the beginning, else, look you, your snake has become a dragon. But everyone deems his own snake an ant. Do you seek the explanation of yourself from him that is the Lord of the heart?
This is the point. The problem is this, okay. The main problem is habit. Is it okay? It's habitual to follow your brain. This is how it worked for centuries. So what? But remember, this habit will reinforce all the bad stuff in you. So you become worse and worse and worse. That's what intelligence is all about. Why? Because it's based on that appetite. Remember this? Eat, don't be eaten, reproduce. This is the appetite of animal. And that's it. Here you say, that appetite. That appetite in the beginning is not that much. You could satisfy it. But if you don't attend to that appetite, that little serpent becomes a dragon. And you cannot kill it anymore. Someone else should help you. This is what it is. Because at the beginning, intelligence is not that bad, because it's working. Reinforcing the habits will ruin everything. So, start with the habits. Mainly, that appetite. Yes?
Until copper becomes gold, it does not know itself to be copper. Until the heart becomes a king, it does not know itself to be an insolvent.
This is one of the things that we always say, and we have always problem with the intelligence, because intelligence will say, yes, I got it, but we'll never get it, because it's out of the reach of intelligence. This is paradox. Paradox is like this. For intelligence, knowledge is step by step. It comes gradually. So, at any given moment of time, you have some knowledge. And you believe that's good. And that's enough. Always. But there is always another step, and it goes like that, right? The problem with our path is this. Do you remember we talked about you becoming gold? And we said, whenever you want to judge yourself, you think about it. You say, okay, am I good? Am I bad? And if you look inside yourself, you find them both. There are good and bad in you. So you are a mixed up. The only way, logically, is this. Little by little, add to your golden piece. When the golden part is more than the copper part, we call you gold, you will be gold. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Here, is it? One step further, is it? I'm sorry, but the copper will never know its cover. The only moment that the copper knows that it was copper is the moment that the copper becomes gold. This is the enlightenment for us. Before being enlightened, everybody thinks is enlightened. Everybody thinks that he knows. Nobody knows that I'm silly, I don't know it. This is the trick of the intelligence. Whatever you believe in it 100%, and you believe you're correct. More habit you have, the stronger your negativity over there, because you resist the change you believe in yourself. This is the problem here. We'll tell you, before being enlightened, nobody knows that is not enlightened. Enlightenment is something that by becoming, you will know it. Do you remember other example I always bring in? Love. You know what love is when you are in love. Without that, yes, you think you know. Yes.
Do service to the elixir, like copper. Endure oppression, O heart, for him that holds the heart in fee. Who is it that holds the heart in fee? Know well, it is the lords of the heart, who, like day and night, are recoiling from the world. Do not find fault with the servant of God. Do not suspect the king of being the thief.
Then at the end, okay, so, to make it short, maybe you believe that you are fantastic. Everybody is like that. But remember, before being enlightened, you could never know you are not. And if you are not, do not argue. With the argument, you don't win anything. Here is some gift brought to you. If you want to listen to them, be quiet. Means, make your brain quiet and listen to all these stories of love. You know why? Because in a way, when you nag about this stuff, you are calling these enlightened fellows a silly fellow or a cheater. What is it? I mean, when you nag about it, what are you doing? You are questioning the best of us. If you nag about music and you say, music, I don't know, it's no good, I have a problem with it. You're offending people like Mozart. So understand this. You're not the best, and you have the habit of thinking you know the best. So you should make this quiet, not blame these enlightened fellows to talk nonsense. Yes.
The miracles of the dervish who was suspected of theft in a ship. A dervish was in a ship. He made a bolster from the goods of saintly fortitude.
Again, you remember, once we heard about this, all started that there are this stuff that you don't get. He's talking about that wisdom. And the stories are talking about these magics. The people are doing magics, as if you have to believe in this. But this is the explanation. Here, another explanation. It goes like this. There is a fellow sleeping in a ship. Somebody will miss something. And they start to look for it. And they wake him up. And say, we want to search you. Searching you for what? If you lost something, why should you search me? Then he jumps up and sits on there and says, okay, I can feed you, do it. Excuse me, how did you do that? And then, the only thing I could tell you, I didn't learn this by blaming good people. Yes, read it.
A purse of gold was lost. He was asleep. They searched all and brought him also to view, saying, "Let us search this sleeping mendicant as well." The owner of the money, by grief, awakened him. "A bag of valuables," said he, "has been lost in this ship. We have searched the whole company. You cannot escape. Put off your dervish cloak, strip yourself of it, in order that the people's suspicion may be cleared away from you." He cried,
"Of course you understand that get naked and being searched, it was not the usual stuff when you're boarding a plane in time of war. This is very harsh in that time to search somebody naked." Yes.
He cried, "O Lord, these vile wretches have made an accusation against your slave. Bring your command to pass." When the heart of the dervish was pained by that, at once they put forth their heads on every side.
This is something that will be repeated in the coming books. You will hear a lot about this. Will be formulated in one special verse, not to forget that until the heart of a dervish is not full of pain, no bad stuff will happen. If the heart of one of these chosen people will be hurt, then you are in trouble. That's what it is, the consequence. So here, again, we will say, because his heart was pained, then it will happen, the magical stuff, yes?
From the deep sea, myriads of fishes, and in the mouth of each, a superb pearl. Myriads of fishes out of the full sea, each with a pearl in its mouth. And what pearls? Every pearl, the revenue of a kingdom. These, they said, are from God. They have no association. He dropped a quantity of pearls on the ship and sprang. He made the air his high seat and sat. At ease, cross-legged, as kings upon their thrones, he above the zenith, and the ship before him. He said, "Go, the ship for you, God for me, so that a beggarly thief may not be with you."
Here, that word God is half. And we know who is right. He said, "I'm right, and let the ship be yours." Yes?
"Let us see who will be the loser by this separation. I am pleased, paired with God, and singled from creatures. He does not accuse me of that. He does not hand me over to an informer." The people in the ship cried out, "O noble chief, wherefore has such a high estate been given to you?" He answered, "For throwing suspicion on dervishes and offending Haq on account of a despicable thing. Haq forbid. Nay, for showing reverence to kings, inasmuch as I did not conceive ill thoughts against dervishes."
You see, in a very short and direct way, he's giving us a recipe, in a way. He said, "Okay, what happened to you? How did you learn this?" He said, "Not like you did. I did the opposite. I revered the exceptional people. I revered the enlightened people. This is how I got it." Means you want to get it? This is the way to do it. Revere the lovers. Then your taste will improve. You will get closer. Not by criticizing it, because criticizing love is very easy. Very. Because the first explanation of any action regarding love is silly to begin with. It's not logical. It's not provable. So the feeling